Good morning, welcome, and God's peace to all of you. As we're going to begin this funeral service in memory of Alice and honoring her life here on this earth and praying for a blessed journey into eternity. So we'll start the service by singing the song, the first song, which is Jesus Loves Me. And I have it written down somewhere here, but if you guys see it there on the board, they're all put on the board. And song number 221. And what we're going to do is we're going to sing the song completely in English, and then we're going to sing the first verse in Finnish. And the Finnish song is written on this insert. So you can follow that. And I think most of you know that without even looking at it. All right. This is one of Alice's favorite songs. She used to sing to her younger sisters as well as to her children. Jesus Loves Me. Let us turn to the Lord in scripture and prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. The Word of God teaches us, as Jesus himself says in the Gospel of John, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Then Apostle Paul writes to us in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, you who by your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has revealed to us that heaven and earth shall pass away, and that our bodies shall rise again, and that we shall all appear before thy judgment seat. We beseech thee, keep us by thy Holy Spirit in thy word, and establish us in the true faith, and defend us from sin, and preserve us in all temptations and the cares of this life, that we may ever watch and pray and trust fully in thy grace and await with joy the glorious coming of your Son, and at last obtain eternal salvation through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, with one true God, world without end. Amen. And now let's continue and turn to Song 215, Ere You Left Your Room This Morning.
Today we've gathered together to give our last respects to our final respects to Alice May Ilinimi Ristinen, 68 years old, lived in Monaga, Minnesota, who passed away peacefully at her home on Tuesday, March 1st, 2016. Alice was born February 15, 1948, at home in Spruce Grove Township, Becker County, to Levi and Ida Jukua Ilinimi. She attended District No. 79 Country School in Spruce Grove Township through fourth grade and finished her schooling in Monaga. She was united in marriage to Kenneth Ristinen on May 28, 1966. Born to this union were Sandra, Mary Jane, Timothy, Stephen, and Sheila. Alice was a homemaker all their married life. She was devastated by the loss of her daughter, Mary Jane, at birth. Alice enjoyed visiting with people on the telephone and taking care of her grandchildren, who were the joy of her life. Preceding her in death were her daughter, her parents, and in-laws. She will be lovingly remembered by her husband, Kenny, her children, Sandra McJunkin, Sage of Monaga, Timothy of Aurora, Colorado, Stephen of Monaga, and Sheila and her husband, Luke Martin, and the grandchildren, Elise and Benjamin Martin of Park Rapids, Minnesota. Her siblings, Gladys and her husband, Glenn Pettit, Richard and his wife, Darlene Ilinimi, David Ilinimi, Elaine and her husband, Earl Benson, Carol Myers, and Bonnie and her husband, David Jennings, as well as numerous nieces and nephews, relatives, and friends. May God bless her memory amongst us. At this time, I'd like to open it up for sharing. If anybody would like to share, we have a mic there, and you may use it. And so, whoever. Okay.
I would like to share some thoughts with you. Alice, a very caring woman in her own way. I've known her all my life. And when I was a child, our family used to visit over there to Levi and Ida's often. And their family came to our house too. In those days, Dad would say, "Let's go," and we went. Neighbors didn't make arrangements. There was no calling, "Are you home? May we come visit?" We would just go and drop in and enjoy being with each other. We played with Bonnie and Carol, and they had a little playhouse in their yard, and we'd play with them in there. Alice and I were talking on the phone one day, and this was some time ago. I was in the midst of emotional struggle. Oh, how she blessed me that day as she spoke to me. She said, "I knew when George and Marianne were going to come over with you girls, I would go clean the playhouse and get it ready so you could play there. And then you came over." She laughed as she told me this. Clearly, this made her happy. There was no way of knowing this had she not told me. This truly touched my heart as I realized her love toward me. How wonderful her thoughts toward us and how her actions proved it. I think Alice loved all of us. Let's turn our hearts toward him. His thoughts and marvelous works toward us go on forever. We are unaware. We don't have a clue as to all he's doing for us. But he thinks about us all the time. At this moment, he has thoughts for each one of us. God's thoughts come into being. There are many works done by God's thoughts. And I want to thank you, Lord, for Alice. Many, O Lord, my God, are they wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. That's from Psalm 40, verse 5.
I'm a little bit taller. Our sister, Alice. We all know how much Alice loved to talk on the phone, just to see how we were doing and how our family was. When I didn't answer, I would hear, "Bonnie, this is Alice. Call me when you can." And she'd keep calling until she got a hold of me to tell me about her children and her grandchildren, who she loved. She loved very much. For many years, we've shared our lives. One roof we once lived under. Sometimes we laughed, sometimes we cried. Through all the storms of life, the younger years have faded fast. We've gone our separate ways, but our friendship has lasted. Our bond in life remains. Summer brings the happy times. The autumn winds will whisper, "A close friend you will never find than the love of your sister." Like our dad would always tell me, "I cannot give you the riches of the world, but I can show you how to find the riches of heaven. And that would, I can, if I can give you that, I have given you everything." Blessed be the memory of my sister Alice. Yes, a limb has fallen from our family tree. Alice peacefully listened to Jesus calling her home. Please join me in singing softly and tenderly "Jesus is Calling," which is number 298.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you now and forever. Amen. I'd like to share some scripture with you this morning, and I'd like to have us turn to the Gospel of John and reading from the 14th chapter, the first six verses. John chapter 14 and verses 1 through 6. And the words are as follows: in the name of the Lord. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my father's house are many mansions. If we were not so, I should have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and henceforth you know him and have seen him. Amen. A little while ago, there was headlines on the internet, an internet site that said, death is the nation's number one killer. What's the point? What's the point of it? Well, the point is that 100% of us will die. We all will die. Now, I know when we're young, we don't really like to think about death, and if we think about it, we think about it as relating to somebody else older and old. But as we begin to age, as the years creep up, we begin to feel the ravages of time, what it has on our body. Our energy starts going down. Everything that we do takes longer to do. We can even sit down and think we're going to just sit for 5-10 minutes, and all of a sudden an hour is gone. Our friends, our family members become sick and they die. This is the facts of life. This happens to every one of us. And it is at times like these that we need to turn to God and His Word to uphold us, to receive God's grace and accept His forgiveness that He offers to us in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The price has been paid, and it was a great payment, a great payment of grace, suffering, and death of His Son, but also His victorious resurrection. Jesus tells His disciples, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Now the disciples that were following the Lord Jesus Christ knew Him. When things were calm in their everyday lives, when they were with Him. But they also knew Him when the storms of life were raging, natural storms as well as this people turning against Him and railing against Him. They were with Him through many phases of life. And so also we have many phases in our lives. They were filled with fear. They were depressed. They were sad. And still Jesus was there, and He gives them comfort, even as He does us when we follow Him. For He is the one that takes away our heavy hearts. Matthew writes in his gospel, Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He gives us rest for our souls. And that rest is received by faith. Even as He tells us in the first verse, you believe in God, believe also in me. We say we believe God, but we are also told to believe in Jesus. We know that our God is a God of order. He's a God who is the Father of his creation. He is an all-knowing God. But he has also given us his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be the mediator for us, even as Apostle Paul, as he writes to Timothy, and he tells us, "For there is one God and one mediator before God and that and men, and the man is Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. It is the will of God that all would be saved and come to the knowledge of truth." This is God's will, and sometimes we resist that will. And the Lord Jesus Christ, while here on earth, showed himself, showed that he loved us. Even as he tells us earlier in the Gospel of John, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." All of us, God extends his love to all of us to receive and to believe. And of course, unfortunately, we know that many reject and turn away from his love. Jesus Christ died, and he didn't die because he himself needed to die, but he died for you, for me. He died to take the burdens of life on himself. For as scripture teaches us, that not one of us deserve heaven. Not one of us deserve to be with him. Scripture says that all have sinned and come short of his glory. There is none righteous, no, not one. But God, in his love, offered his grace through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we are in Christ, we don't have to be afraid. Death comes near us. If we are washed in the blood of the Lamb, washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, these are the words that give us his promise. For even as he tells us again, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." This is his promise. This is his promise. It's the Father's house. There's lots of room in the Father's house. We are here on this earth, as the scripture teaches us, that we are pilgrims and we are strangers. But Jesus is there in the presence of God in his glory today. It's a large house. There's many rooms in that house, many mansions, it says in King James. There's room for the whole family. And how big is that family? Well, we have a glimpse of that when we look in the book of Revelation, in the seventh chapter of Revelation, where we read the following words. John was able to see by the Spirit what the heavens look like. In the seventh chapter, ninth verse, he says, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, and they have come from all nations, all and kindred, and people, and tongues, and they stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." How many people? No man could number. They were there giving praise and honor and thanksgiving. Later on, he asks the angel who shows him this vision, "Who are these? Who are those that are clothed in white robes? Where have they come from?" And He says, I said to him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said, These are they which came out of great tribulation, have been washed, or have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell amongst them. No man could number. God so loved the world. That means all of us. All the people that live here, his love is offered. Nevertheless, some reject. Some rejected. But he has prepared a place for his people who have been prepared here on this earth by adoption, by coming to him. And he says, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He returns for his own. He comes for his own. He comes for his own at our death. Even as he came for his own when Alice died, he came to receive her and to claim her for himself. Jesus calls you and me and all of us someday. The question we need to answer in our own hearts and our lives is that where are we going to spend eternity? Where are we going to spend it? Will it be with him, or will it be in that other place which is controlled by Satan and the enemies of God? His statement, what Jesus was telling him, gave two questions from his disciples. First one is from Thomas, who said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And the second one was when Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Show us the Father. It's enough for us. Jesus answers Thomas when he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Jesus is the only way. There are those who teach that there's many ways that we can come to the presence of God. But the Bible teaches us that Jesus is the only way. He is the only truth, and he is the only life. His life that has been given as a sacrifice for us. He answers Philip when Philip asks him to show the Father. Have I been so long time with you and you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and that the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. Is the way that Christ has provided too narrow? But it's wide enough for everyone. It's wide enough for the whole world. Everyone, you, me, Alice. Alice is gone. She is before the throne of God. Alice believed. In her way, she believed in Jesus. We know that Alice had a difficult life. Felt sorry for her many times. But Alice was a human being. She still had her goals. She still had her plans. She still had her hopes. And I remember lately she used to call us, and she'd be full of hope and plans. She knew that they were going to be celebrating their 50th anniversary next May, her and Kenny. And she was planning where it's going to be held and all of these plans, and she talked about it. She was excited about it. She'd be able to have a 50th anniversary. Alice would never live to see that. But she's enjoying a better anniversary right now in the presence of God. She wanted to hear the word of God. We talk and we discuss, and most of the time I listened, of course. But she had her life, and she wanted to share her life and her family and all of this stuff. Now she sees, and now she knows. I pray that the Lord would bless each one of you and all of us in her memory, especially her husband Kenny, and the children, grandchildren, and that we can believe that he will come again and receive us unto himself, that where he is, we may be also. It's not the streets of gold and all of these wonderful things, but it's where Jesus is, and he shall know us, and we shall know him. So I pray even this morning that may the Spirit of God lead us all. Lead us all to the Lord Jesus Christ, whose arms are wide open, waiting for us to be safe in his arms, safe in the arms of Jesus. In Christ's name, amen. Now I'd like to sing, have us turn to the hymnals again and sing song number 97, Were You There? 97. And then we'll have the committed service. Shall we stand for the committal? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. From dust thou art, and unto dust thou hast returned. May Jesus Christ our Savior raise you from the dead on the last day. Let us pray. Almighty, merciful, and eternal God, Thou who by reason of sin has appointed unto us that we must die, thou who also that we may not eternally remain in the power of death, suffered thy only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die, and has thus by his great work of redemption destroyed the power of death, that it has no more dominion over us. Turn thy fatherly face toward us, your children, and grant us your holy grace in conducting this burial, that we may ever be reminded how we too, when thou wilt call us, shall return to dust, being mindful that here we have no abiding city. Grant us the grace, O merciful God, to seek that which is eternal, and to so live in this world according to your will, that we with all the faithful in Christ may rise on the last day to everlasting life. Amen. We read in the book of Job, the 14th chapter, the following words. Man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. And then we also read in the book of Ecclesiastes, then shall the dust return unto the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who gave it. Amen. Let us turn to the Lord and say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated, and we will be singing song 670. Which one? In the suite by and by, anyway.
behalf of the family, I wish to thank all of you who have come here to take part in the service for Alice. And as a token of appreciation, lunch has been served or prepared for all of you. And the family will go first onto the lunchroom, and then the rest of you can just follow along and go. But before we do, let us stand and sing Grace, number 670. Be present at our table, Lord. Service.